So you've got a kid here, and you can see that the TSH and the free T4 are normal, and total T4 is down. You're probably like, what the fuck? Like, no idea, right? Take two steps back, chill the fuck out for 2 seconds. You can just say, okay, interesting. If I consider pregnancy completely unrelated, which is really high yield, the serum TSH and free T4 are normal. And total T4 is increased, right? Because thyroid binding globulin is increased in production by the liver due to estrogen. So that combination of findings is exceedingly high yield for the USMLEs pregnancy, okay? Where TSH, free T4 are normal, total T4 is increased. So then we apply that concept to this question. We say, well, we have something similar where TSH, free T4 are normal, but total T4 is decreased. Couldn't that just mean that the patient has thyroid binding globulin deficiency, that TBG is just decreased? Student says, wait, really? I'm supposed to know this like weird condition for the USMLE? Not really. USMLE has no interest in you knowing, memorizing some specific rare condition. It's just that pregnancy values are extremely high yield. And then if you can just lateralize that information and apply it here, it makes sense, right? It's just the inverse of what we expect for pregnancy. So TBG up in pregnancy, well, TBG's down in this patient. This is actually on one of the pediatrics forms for 2CK. So this isn't just something I'm making up for the fun of it. They ask about thyroid binding globulin deficiency on pediatrics for 2CK. And then I tell students it's just that the pregnancy values are so high yield, you can infer the answer here. Now, looking at the wrong answer choices, cretinism, that's congenital hypothyroidism, almost always due to iodine deficiency in endemic areas. You would have a kid generally in the first year of life who has mental retardation, large pot belly, large tongue, due to myelin production problems because thyroid hormone is required for that. And also decreased bone growth. Okay, that's cretinism. Congenital subclinical hypothyroidism, I just made that up. Subclinical hypothyroidism, just in general, not congenital, is classically someone middle age who has an elevated TSH, but their free, sorry, but their T3 and T4 are normal. Okay, so if you get a vignette where they just say person's asymptomatic, has an elevated TSH, T3, T4 normal. That's just subclinical hypothyroidism. We do not treat that in the overwhelming majority of cases. I'm not going to go into more detail about it because you don't need to know that for USMLE, but that combination of arrows, up arrow TSH, normal T3, T4, that's subclinical hypothyroidism. Euthyroid 6 syndrome is an insidiously high yield diagnosis. It's going to be the answer in someone who's had surgery, recent trauma, is being weaned off a ventilator, and you're going to choose. No change for TSH and T4, a down arrow for T3, and then an up arrow for something weird called reverse T3. So little r T3. I could chat about that for a while as well. I've done other questions on it. But long story short, there's many mechanisms that are hypothesized, but one of the main ones being that cortisol can increase acutely during stress, and that will shut off production of T4 to T3. So T3 goes down, T4 is shunted to another inactive form called reverse T3. Reverse T3 goes up, but then our TSH and T4 are normal. I say this is insidiously high yield because students tend to neglect it. They think it's weird. So they'll go into their exam, of course, knowing like Hashimoto or Graves, for instance, but they won't know euthyroid 6 syndrome, and then it shows up. Silent thyroiditis, very rare actually. I've only seen one question on this for NBME. It's considered a type of Hashimoto, but it's generally following pregnancy. You'll have a woman who, in the months following pregnancy, has some sort of thyroid derangement. It can be hypo or hyper, and there's a pain. It's a painless thyroid gland. Okay. So if you get a thyroid, if you have a woman who's never had any thyroid problems, and then in the months after surgery she has hypo or hyper, I just said it's a type of Hashimoto, the hypo component. Silent thyroiditis, that would be the diagnosis. They said like she gave birth 4 months ago, and now she has hypothyroid values. That would be silent thyroiditis. So in this case, once again, thyroid binding globulin deficiency, and we're going to have normal TSH and T4 and free T4, and then we're going to have a decrease in total T4. That's it.